Hey, yo. I can't stand people who lead with disrespect. Especially on my social media page. To quote the great Cameron, you know, Cameron, Killa Cam, the rapper. I'll never forget it. And I've mentioned this multiple times, but he once said on an Instagram post, your social media is like your home, your house. You wouldn't tolerate somebody disrespecting you in your house, in your home, and you shouldn't tolerate somebody disrespecting you in your social media. You kick their ass out and you ban them from your social media, your home. I'll never forget that because I used to, in my mind, I used to think, oh, I should be able to handle the comments. Like, I didn't want it to seem like I was so insecure that I couldn't handle having the comments. It's not even that. It's not even about being insecure. It's about respect. If somebody walked in your home and literally just shit all over your home, disrespected it, put their feet up on the dirty shoes on the table, not respecting your rules, this ain't about I'm insecure. It's about respect. I kick you the fuck out, or I get you in line and or kick you out. But with your social media, you know, when you're an up and coming social media presence, if your channel is still growing, most people, experts, so to speak, would suggest that you just delete disrespectful comments. And not only that, but for me on YouTube, and that's my favorite social media, and it's the social media that I have the biggest online presence on with over 10,000 subscribers. I don't give a shit about what anybody has to say who doesn't even have a profile picture. I'll never forget when I left a comment on another person's video about how when you're a handsome man, typically people associate handsome face or an innocent face with, oh, he's nice. He's a nice guy. And while I'm kind, I'm not a quote unquote nice guy to where you gonna play with me like that. And that's the mistake. And people who are unattractive get deemed more guilty. Or people are more suspicious of them, are more fearful of them. And when I made that comment, some guy who didn't even have a profile picture, I think his profile was a letter. Oh man, you got to put on some muscle. Then he claimed, oh, I'm handsome like Trey Songz, but I'm buff, I'm muscular. I'm like, if you don't get your fat, goofy ass the fuck up out of here, boy, your non-profile picture having ass. I don't believe none of that. First of all, what most men call buff is just fucking fat. I'll say it as a personal trainer, someone who's been in a gym for over a decade, a gym head. Most of these guys, when they act like they walking around like they buff, that's just body fat. If you cut through all that fat, you'd have a physique. And then he looks like Trey Songz. Yeah, if you look like Trey Songz, you'd have a profile picture. Those of us who have our actual face up as a profile picture, we're confident in how we look. You talking big game, but you don't even have your picture available for the internet and the world to see. So I don't care about your opinion. It's some bullshit. So yesterday I wanted to be funny, but you know, make a little comedic post about Drake's house being shot up in Toronto. So I found a news clip of an aerial shot of Drake's house. I muted the sound and then I added, you know, cartoonish comedic gunfire. Pew, pew, pew. You know, it's kind of funny. You know, the first comment, you know, people appreciated my humor. Ah, man, we don't believe this with the crying laughing emojis. I'm like, yeah, it is kind of funny. And then the second comment, somebody without a profile picture, it's going to leave a comment, little bro. See, when you lead with disrespect, you disrespect yourself. Because I know for a fact that when you meet a grown ass man in person, you don't, hey, what's up, little man? Look, you do that? That's going to be a world of hurt for you. Because I know that's cap. See, this is a problem with the internet in general. You know, people get to hide in anonymity. Keyboard warrior. This is probably some fat, Cheeto-eating, bald, unattractive, unsuccessful man. So I checked his sub count. Not one subscriber. That speaks volumes. And little bro. So initially I responded, little bro, with some question marks behind it. Like, watch who you talking to like that. We ain't no little nothing over here. I'm grown ass man and I'm big bro. Because I know for a fact, again, in public, in person, you wouldn't be, hey, little bro. You out your fucking mind. You talk to grown men like that? And I know that my profile picture, you can tell that I'm a grown ass man. It's just my face, but you see I'm grown. I'm not a kid. Now, that would make sense about, you know how you see a little man, like a toddler. Hey, what's up, little man? Look, something like that. Or if he's an elder, and by elder, I mean 60, 70, 80 years old, and I'm a young man. Hey, what's up, young brother? Something like that. That's respect. Little bro, get your goof ass the fuck up out here. When you lead with disrespect, you disrespect yourself. So I did him a favor. I deleted this comment, and I banned him from my channel. Like Cameron said, you would not disrespect me in my home, and you would not lead with disrespect on my channel. That's somebody who's maladjusted in life. I know for a fact this nigga ain't got no friends, because people who behave that way, I know aren't successful. You can't be. Now, you may be successful in the immediate, like literally immediately, strangers on the internet. See, that makes them feel powerful. But I know for a fact that either he does not do that in real life, because if he does, you a miserable motherfucker, because nobody's going to tolerate you being disrespectful like that to them. And I know I wouldn't. I know the fuck I wouldn't. Like, what's wrong with people? You a grown ass, well, I'm assuming you a grown ass man. Hiding on the internet, making stupid ass comments. Grow the fuck up. How about that? You miserable asshole. And that's the thing about jerks. See, all research shows that if you are a jerk, I guess the internet calls them trolls, if you're a jerk or troll or asshole, you can have success in the immediate. But again, because we deal with the same people in our real life, typically day in and day out, that's not going to work, because people grow hip to our behavior. And if you are of that type, they know not to fuck with you. But when you're on the internet, you get to go from video to video, page to page, being an asshole. That makes you feel good, but it's not going to be good for you. And truth be told, YouTube's community guidelines can even prevent that, because if your comments get reported, eventually they'll ban your account. They'll delete your account. So there are protections from that. You know, on a day-to-day basis, a YouTuber like myself, I just delete you and I ban you. But if somebody really wanted to make a point, they would report your comment and YouTube would evaluate it. And in some cases, they'll just warn you. YouTube can also suspend you or ban you from making comments for a day or two, but they can also delete your account. So that fool, truth be told, he probably needs his account deleted. Because if I could go around and see the comments he's left on other people's channels, I already know it's some bullshit. You're a grown-ass man hiding behind a computer screen being an asshole that you would not do in real life. Because if you did that in real life, the people around you would fuck you up. Or at the very least, not fuck with you. So that makes you a miserable-ass loser. Grown-ass man talking disrespectful. When you lead with disrespect, you disrespect yourself. I'm successful. Now, had he come on my video and be like, man, that's stupid, man. Get out of here. Now, that, because that's commenting on the art. That's different. That's different. That's just criticism of the art form of my sense of humor. That's not personal. In fact, none of it's personal. But you're not going to lead with disrespect on my channel. Clown ass nigga, congratulations, you played yourself. I wish somebody would in real life. Like, I meet you and you just talk crazy out your mouth to me. Now, I look at you like you was crazy. Now, I'll give you one, but you're never going to get two. And with that said, if you are a social media presence, if you have a social media page, if you do content, if you're a content creator, don't tolerate disrespect. Don't go back and forth with it. Now, if you can shame them or be funny with it, okay, that's one thing. But I would just delete the shit. Truth be told. Don't even let them know. YouTube has this great feature, hide user from my channel, which effectively makes it so that they can't comment on any post that you make. And if they do leave a post, it looks as if to them, like it posted, but no one else can see it. So dumbass is probably leaving hate comments. I had somebody one time, clearly it was somebody I knew, because they went through all of my, well, not all of them, because I got hit real quick and I just banned them from my channel. But they went from video to video just leaving hate comments. Who does that? Clearly that's not a stranger, because what stranger would do that? Because if I don't like a person's channel, after the first video, I'm out. I'm like, oh, fuck, this person, that's whack. I don't like their channel. This person went from video to video, post to post, saying negative things. Like, for example, one video, they might say, this is garbage. You're a loser. Then the next video, this is going to fail. You suck. And then the next video, but you're a stranger? No, that's somebody I knew. Who got bored with life, miserable. Misery loves company, but they on that boat by themselves, because guess what? Hide user from my channel, done. All those comments that they took the time to type, erased with one click of a button. And now they're a memory. That's it, stay up. Don't let these haters get to you. Don't tolerate disrespect. Reward those, always be kind and generous. Initially cooperate, then you go tit for tat. Reward those who reward you, but punish those who betray you. I'm out.